88.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
He doesn't want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath. No. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer. I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
No pills gonna kill my head. I gotta make love you.
The doctor is in.
All right, Dr. Starr, I know you're in. I know you're here somewhere, and I need your remedies for jet lag now, just the crazy schedule I've been on.
You and I both, Robert. In fact, it's going to get worse before it gets better, I think.
I tell you what, we got upcoming events as we kick off Advanced Medicine Monday, and he's officially in, Dr. Batar, but I'm going to head out to Seattle after the show today. But you have this weekend coming up in Bremen, Georgia. I've got to check with Jim Halber. How do they say it, Bremen or Bremen? And I grew up in Georgia, and I don't remember.
I think they pronounce it both ways.
Okay. It's more like there is a Vienna in Georgia. People say, isn't it Vienna? No, it's Vienna. So, what are you going to do with that? So, well, let's just tell them about the event, because you and Liam Sheff are going to be in the same place at the same time, just about.
Yep. We're both going to give lectures there, and then I'll be going on to Dallas from there for the following day to give a lecture out there.
All right. So, this Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I'll also be coming to Atlanta for the Weston A. Price event on Friday. I may get there in time to see the big debate between Joel Salatin and Joe Mercola over GMO labeling. That's a fundraiser for, I think, the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, things like that, to help the farmers that are being attacked by federal and state agencies.
Yeah, that should be very interesting. I'd like to be a fly on that wall.
Yeah, exactly. And then, of course, this week, Wednesday afternoon in Seattle. We'll get into that. But for now, I just want to share with you my experience briefly up at the Naturopathic Conference in New Hampshire. There's a lot of young folks. Actually, it was preponderance of women who become naturopaths up there. Very interesting to see that. More women than men doing it. But some of these young kids going into it, if we call them that, are we old enough to talk about these guys as kids? they're actually seemingly wanting to be more like MDs and be licensed like MDs. And there was one guy I met and had him on, Dr. Sensenig, who said, no, we don't want to do that. We want to go back to our roots in vitalism.
Yeah, I think that it's part and parcel of a syndrome that a buddy of mine talked about. He's actually a chiropractor, but he talked about how a lot of the chiropractors have this thing where they wannabes, or he referred to them as they wannabes, they want to belong to a club, an organization, and the higher the status, the better for them. They're not really looking at what those clubs, and I'm just using the word club here loosely, but they don't care what the clubs really represent. It's just the social standing of that club seems to be more of an attractant. And I think that when we start to have people that are gravitating towards a certain likeness because of the perceived status, you know, you start ending up being more susceptible to corruption, if you will.
Perhaps,
yes. You know, and not just corruption financially, but corruption, you know, from an integrity standpoint, from an ethical standpoint, but also from what the premise behind your original profession was.
Yeah, the corruption in your ideals.
That's right.
Yeah, that was the message that he was bringing, and I really liked him a lot. I think you would dig it, too. But just getting that message of we don't need to you know, corrupt our ideals. You know, we've got to be who we are. If we know how to teach, if we know how to heal through this concept of vitalism and energy, then why should we adopt things that are not working? You know, other than, of course, we've talked so many times about acute care and allopathic medicine.
Exactly. I truly agree with you.
You know, it's kind of like a crisis in faith, right? I couch it almost in religious terms, but of course we know a lot of modern science utilizes this concept too, even though they would deny it. But folks that are making the leap, let's say, to address a cancer that has been diagnosed and realizing how dangerous and deadly allopathic oncology is, still have a lot of fear and trepidation of whether they're making the right move by going to a natural context or concept of detoxification, of immune modulation, all the things we talk about and you've written about extensively in the 9 steps to keep the doctor away.
Yeah, I think it's probably a phenomenon that extends beyond medicine. I think it's probably true with all the professions, you know, whether you're looking at attorneys and then there the legal counselors and the paralegals, and you know, you've probably got the same type of scenario that happens probably in most professions. And it's not a judgmental call necessarily, but if you want to go down a certain avenue, this is my opinion, you know, you want to go down in a manner that makes you proud, but makes the profession proud of how you've handled yourself and how you've taken up the challenge to further that profession. And so in the healing arts, for example, for me, even though the peer group and even though the system, the hierarchy may have a certain agenda, to me, I have to be able to sleep at night, and I have to sleep well at the night. I like to sleep well at night when I do sleep, and I do sleep very well at night. So even though it may not be going down the path that everybody expects and the profession in itself expects, how did you honor your profession by conducting yourself? And even though, you know, it's kind of like the patriot thing that we talked about, Robert. You know, all the patriots during the revolution were actually considered to be, what was the word, that they were considered to be traitors?
They were traitors to the crown. When they abdicated, they basically said, you know, you know what, it was not nice to the king at the time. And he said, we don't want you. We're declaring our independence, which basically made them, you know, criminals to be executed.
Exactly. And so the point is that at the time when we're making those stands and making that, drawing that line in the sand, if you will, and making a decision, how are we going to conduct ourselves? At the time, I think that most people will gravitate towards what the crowd is going towards, the herd mentality. And I think the change comes from, and what advances society as a whole, it comes from those that don't go with the herd, but go by, you know, the gut feeling, go by what they feel is the right thing. And I think that truly all of us, all human beings inside their heart, know what's right and what's wrong. They know what's true and what's false. We don't need laws to tell us that. We don't need courses in ethics to teach us that. I mean, you know that to steal is bad, and but to steal in order to feed a starving child, there's nothing wrong with that. Or to kill is wrong, but to kill to defend your family, is there's nothing wrong with that. And that's, you know, it's in context. People say, well, it's a gray zone. Well, there's no gray zone. If you kill because you're trying to take somebody's property, take somebody's hurt somebody for the purpose of taking advantage of them, well, that's bad. But if you kill because somebody's trying to hurt your family or trying to take away something from you, and you know, you're defending yourself in the process, well, then there's nothing wrong with it. It's just like the stealing concept. You know, to steal is wrong, but to steal to feed a child is right. So our guts tell us what's right and wrong. And so if maybe I'm kind of going off on a tangent here, but I think that's what really comes down to how a person conducts themselves in a profession. And medicine especially, you know, I have to feel right what I'm doing. I didn't take an oath to the medical board. I didn't take an oath to the FDA. I didn't take an oath to any medical society. I took an oath to help people to the best of my ability. And if I don't honor that promise, that vow that I took, then I'm living a lie. And I think we've talked about this, Robert, on the air and off the air,
yes,
how most physicians are miserable. And I think it's because they're living a lie. They know that they're not doing what they took an oath to do. They know they're not doing what their original motivation was to go into that profession. And so that they can't help but live that lie. I mean, in other words, they can't help but be miserable. You follow what I'm saying?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we talked about the higher suicide rate in the medical profession. We talked about its relationship to mercury, of course, in the dental profession, but that doesn't explain, you know, the general higher incidence within the general medical population. So indeed, when you live a lot, you know, as I said, you sign up even if you went in for the right reasons, and then you just decide, well, in order to get along, I got to go along. Then some of that, as I say, that idealism that you went in for is, you know, it's just kind of, it's chipped or blown up. And at that point, now you've got to, how do you make peace with what decision you've made to argue that, well, I've just got to be part of this club.
Yeah,
because
making peace is one thing. When you know that your entire existence, your entire profession is based upon a lie, meaning that you went in for a certain reason and now what you're living is completely contradictory to that, it's, I mean, you're, how do you exist in a state how do you exist in a state that you know is completely based on a sham? There's no truth to it whatsoever. I mean, I can't even imagine how one person could live in a state like that, because you know that your entire existence means nothing because you can't stand on that. There's no foundation. I mean, it's like building a life on quicksand. It's sinking constantly.
Well, by the way, I mentioned to that Dr. Sensenig about your concept of, you know, pile of facts like a pile of bricks doesn't make a house, and he loved it. I told him to credit you. But that's that concept of, you know, living a life of principle eventually. Those that were afraid to do so because they'd lose membership in the club will gain some level of courage and make the right decision, even if it takes them years to get there. But I see it happening now.
Yeah, I think it goes right along with some of the other comments that we've had in the last year and a half, that we've talked about how things are beginning to change, and it's becoming very evident. More of the general population is becoming aware. The universal consciousness is increasing, and I think that's part and parcel of what we're talking about here.
Yeah, exactly. And what I want to hit at this point is the fact that we're being invited to speak in more places. And in years past, we might have been considered pariahs, even in some of those venues. And good news, really good news, I wanted to make an announcement here. We've officially been invited to the Autism One Conference in Chicago next year. And Dr. Batar and I evidently are going to open that thing up together like we're doing a live radio show.
Yeah, it's actually kind of interesting that they want us to do it in that same forum. And we'll see how it all goes.
All right. Well, we're going to have fun. We will, as we do each and every time we're together. Today, we open with a little philosophical discussion. We'll get into some of the news items of the day, perhaps hear some stories from folks that are being helped by the things that we talk about together. So stand by. We got lots more healing to go. It is the Advanced Medicine Monday edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Roger Guitar. All the links are up in the show notes, and we're coming right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're back, and Dr. Rashi Bitar is on a different phone now. We've had to update the signal over the break here, so if he sounds different, no fear. It really is Dr. Rashi Bitar, the international best-selling author of The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. Dr. Bitar, thanks for bearing with us on that connection issue.
Hey, no problem, Robert.
So what do we got here? We got Autism One coming up. Very exciting. We mentioned some announcements related to opening the whole conference. I'll be speaking. You'll be keynoting. Anything else we could look forward to there?
At the Autism One conference, I'll also be doing a one-day workshop for physicians, which will be on the day that the conference opens. It opens actually Thursday evening, but all day Thursday we'll be doing a physician workshop. And then at the end of the conference, we'll also be doing a parent workshop. And that's the one that I'm the most excited about, because I think there'll be a tremendous opportunity to really help people get them on the right track. My goal will be that there will be things that the parents will learn, what they can do, that they can implement on Monday morning when they get back to their homes, and be able to see a clear change in the child in less than 24 hours.
Well, how often are these kind of things conducted where the parents get to have the workshop? I mean, that's just something I think is as rare is.
I don't think I've ever heard of a parent workshop. They have conferences for parents, and just like, you know, the Autism One and Dan conferences, all different conferences. But I've never heard of a parent workshop. And I actually made the case to Ed Aranga, who puts on the Autism One, because he wanted me to do a physician workshop. And I said, I'll be happy to do that. But really, I think what this parent workshop would provide would be far, you know, it would be a greater need and something that's never been done before. And we had probably a two-hour discussion on this, and, you know, it was funny because I could hear his excitement start to build up, and he said, right, this is going to be fantastic. I really, really think that the value that the people will get, the parents will get, will be something that will far supersede anything that's been done. In fact, I'm even going to make the case that we have a 100% money-back guarantee for anybody who attends that conference. That's how confident that I am that the information that they will get will be that valuable.
Yeah, It's exciting. It's really groundbreaking, and it's way outside the box, even for those in what, you know, not only say what we do is new media, but in talking about medicine being advanced medicine versus the amateur hour medicine that's been conducted for a lot of years because they won't acknowledge the harm that they're causing to these families, to these children. And so we're not waiting for approval for these things. We literally know what is working, and we want to let that out.
Well, you know, it's interesting you called it amateur hour, but that's exactly what it is. That's actually a very appropriate description of what medicine has been over the last 20, 30 years, possibly even more. I like the way you paint these little pictures with words, Robert. I like that, the amateur hour.
Yeah, don't try this at home, lest anyone would get hurt, and I'd have to come and help you with some Arnica, Montana.
That's right. Well, that's actually, I totally agree with that, because that really has been what has occurred over the last 30 to 40 years in medicine. And I've often equated that if the medical profession was like the computer technology, we would still have computers that were the sizes of a small office building, as opposed to how technology has advanced so quickly that we can now have computers that we can hold in the palm of our hands, like these smartphones. You can do everything on a smartphone. You can create a PowerPoint presentation. You can send your email. You can talk on the phone. You can surf the internet. You can purchase items. You can trade the markets. You can, you know, create documents. You can do anything on these little handheld phones. And yet, 30, 40 years ago, you needed a computer that was housed in a four-story, 40,000-50,000 square foot building. But look at medicine. Medicine is just as archaic as that computer housed in a four-story, 50,000 square foot building. That's how archaic it is. Because if medicine did advance at the same rate of technology, computer technology, for instance, we would be way beyond the Tricorne Star Trek, you know, scanning people, fixing the problems, and boom, going on to the next thing.
Well, Dr. Bitar, it's like the things you're doing, what I'm doing, and there are others that we acknowledge and respect that are doing, but they're putting a little bit of shame into those that have maintained or tried to maintain this monopoly status. They're looking more and more absurd. They're looking more and more like that four-story building housing the computer that now fits in the palm of our hand.
And I think it's catching up with them because the public, which actually has the ultimate vote, the public is getting tired. They don't trust the medical profession anymore, just like they don't trust many of the, you know, the...
Hold on, the break is catching up to both of us. We got to take one here on Advanced Medicine Monday. Continuing this discussion afterwards, stick around. Advanced Medicine Monday continues with Dr. Rasha Bitar after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, you've heard Mr. Oxygen a number of times now. This is the real deal. Mr. Oxygen is a legend in the natural products healing arena. I utilize the Mr. Oxygen products daily, starting with the OxyLift every day, 7 drops 3 times a day in my water, as well as the Super Oxy Flush and the Oxy Earth, complete minerals with MSM and natural vitamin C. When I look up in the sky and I see them streaking stuff across there, you know what I'm talking about. It's an oxy sulfur day for me because I need to counteract everything I can to stay clear and focused, not only to be here with you every day on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but also to take care of my family as well. So take care of yourself and your family the way RSB does. Go to OxyRSB.com and get everything you need 20% off right now just for you. OxyRSB.com. You can also call 305-933-4219, 305-933-4219. Remember, 20% off plus 4 DVDs. $50 value, absolutely free with any purchase. That's OxyRSB.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract, and I have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5300. 405.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Sorry, that break snuck up on me so quickly, Dr. Vitar. I apologize for that. I mean, again, the discussions of what we're going on about always fascinate me when we get together. Of course, you know, I make jokes about amateur medicine, but it, you know, sometimes these lighthearted jokes are not so jokey. They actually have a lot of pointedness to them. But again, whenever you stand in a monopolistic system, you limit innovation, you limit change, you limit anything that challenges the establishment or orthodoxy, and that's what we're seeing, and that's what's crumbling right now. And again, I believe that's why we're going to be doing what we're doing at Autism One coming up next year. So, very exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting, Robert, and I agree with you that the significant changes that have occurred throughout history in any society have always occurred not based upon the decision or the desire of some organization or some society or some group or some political party. It's always been based upon when the public no longer tolerated whatever was being portrayed as the status quo. So when the public demanded a change, when the public necessitated a shift in the current paradigm. You know, it was then and only then that a change of significance occurred. And that is, I think, the point that we're at now.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. And it kind of, you know, comes back to where I started with my experience at the naturopathic conference, that there's a schism, not just in allopathic medicine, but even within chiropractic medicine, naturopathic medicine, etc., that they're those that have the desire that look in, that they want to be, like you said, in the club, and those that say, screw the club, I'm not in it for that. I'm in it to help the folks that need help, and I'm going to find a way to help them.
That's exactly really the definition of a Herzheimer's response, and that's what we're having. We're having a Herzheimer's response in the profession of healing.
Yeah, exactly right. And look at, you know, there's a story here off of U.S. News and World Report talking about the top hospitals opting out of Obamacare. So it isn't just individual doctors, but to some degree, the hospitals themselves, for their own survival, are saying, we can't participate in this any longer. Now, I'm not saying that they're going to be the new bastion for innovation, but it is also indicative that it'll happen at all levels of medicine.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I still don't quite understand what the implications of Obamacare are going to be, except that they're going to be negative. But, you know, when they talk about opt-in and opt-out, and I don't understand what the implications are. I just know that they're dire, but you don't know really what that means. I have no idea what it's going to mean for the profession of medicine. I just know a lot of doctors are leaving the profession of medicine. I don't know. I can't envision how it's going to affect natural medicine, because natural medicine has for so long not been covered anyway by the insurance industry, so I don't know what type of impact it's going to have on that field, but you know, it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. I think that what you commented a few weeks back when you said that it's going to end up crumbling under its own weight because it's a monolith and it's not able to even, you know, support its own structure, its own weight.
Right.
Going to collapse upon itself. So,
yeah, Dr. Bachar, I want to shock you with this. I know you weren't able to listen to last hour before you came on, but had an interview with a guy who was at a New York naturopathic conference. Said he met with the CEO of Aetna, that huge insurance firm, Mark Bertolini, I think is his name, and he basically claimed that he said the whole system needs to come crashing down. It just absolutely needs to be destroyed. The concept of insurance, as it is, as it applies today in healthcare. I mean, that's the head of Aetna saying this. So this stuff is going very deep and very high up.
Wow. Yeah, and it's interesting, too, that, you know, who are the political parties at play here that are benefiting from these decisions? So you know there was a lot of backdoor Mexican bazaar-style negotiations and bartering going on, because somebody is getting a big chunk of this change somewhere. I mean, there's no other motivation to put a monolith like this out there unless somebody's going to be getting a big cash payday, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, but you know, someone like the head of Aetna at a naturopathic conference, he knows because he's been challenged with his own health and found that the healthcare system that they cover is wanting and decided I have to go into naturopathy or some other form of natural medicine to get well, and they see it in the cells with their own family, and this is the breaking point. You know, the fact that as much money as there is out there to be made is surreptitiously through the government and the government contracts and the bids and the no bids, the fact is one day they're confronted with cancer and they realize the cancer industry is going to kill them.
So you're saying actually the head of Aetna was there at the naturopathic conference because he's himself experienced. So there's two plays here. One is Obamacare and its non-viability, and then you've got the medical profession and its non-viability.
Yeah. And then the insurance industry or the higher-ups recognizing that the entire model does not work, that this is not the appropriate place for insurance. Stop clamoring for coverage. Because I've got my friends, good friends, that are far left that's going, we need universal health care coverage. We need the government to cover natural medicine. And I'm saying, no, 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 we don't. It'll be a disaster because it will corrupt the natural medicine the way it's corrupted even the goodness in modern medicine.
Well, I think it's true that any time the government gets its hands into something, the quality goes down, the ability to create new things goes down, the ability to innovate and advance a technology or a science or a service or whatever it is going to be reduced. And you don't have to look very far to to see this historically. And not, you don't have to see it in just our own modern society. You can go back in history and see in every society that every time the governing body took over any type of industry, it became a fiasco. In fact, Ayn Rand, who wrote Atlas Shrugged, is a perfect example. I mean, her stories had a very, very specific message. You know who I'm talking about, Ayn Rand?
Of course.
If you think about Atlas Shrugged and
The Fountainhead.
Yeah. I mean, they just, we're living that right now. Sure, we're not talking about the steel industry, or, but we're talking about the same concepts and the same precepts and the same lessons to be learned, the same morals. We're living the consequences of what Ayn Rand had said however many years ago when she wrote those books.
Well, as government became more involved in the delivery of medicine, the allopathic medical monopoly, which, by the way, didn't happen organically. It happened, again, via the Flexner Report and a lot of backroom deals, like you mentioned. The costs have gone up, the quality has gone down, and people are clamoring for more government intervention because they don't know history. So they're clamoring for the very thing that created the problem to begin with all those years ago. Successive generations are not taught the history so that they're duped into believing that it's a marketplace problem when there hasn't been a real free marketplace in medicine in 50, 60, 70 years.
Actually, Robert, it goes a lot longer than that because look at people like Royal Rife. Okay.
Yes.
If you look at Nathan Gaston's and you look at Kelly, then you can say 56 years. But if you go back to Rife, you know, you're looking at closer to 80, 90 years, almost 100 years.
Sure. And we go back into the 1800s, late 1800s, with the founding of the American Medical Association with the express intent and purpose to wipe out its major competition at the time, homeopathy. And it played itself out over decades until the Flexner Report, Rockefeller, Carnegie could fund it. So, again, our lack of real knowledge of history has been our Achilles heel here. And it still remains as so, as millions of Americans don't see the problem for what it is and only see more government intervention and more inevitable growth, as they perceive it, of this so-called universal healthcare system that they perceive as, you know, kind of a utopian ideal that would really work, that in the countries that it exists, certainly some of the folks are happier about certain aspects of it, but it doesn't have at its root the foundation of freedom, the freedom to heal by any means you feel is right.
You know, this comes back to something that you just mentioned about the truth about the historical perspective. In other words, that we're not taught the real history. And this reminds me of, again, Liam's book, Official Stories, Ty's book, the new one that's coming out. I don't even remember what
Monumental the, Myths. It's a long title.
Yeah, exactly. That I've just written a review for that book. I didn't remember what the title was, but you know, these books, and I have to admit, Robert, I'm embarrassed to admit this, but I have to admit it, that some of these historical perspectives, I did not know even 2 years ago, even when we, you know, we've been on the air now over 2 years. We're actually almost finished with the third year. We're a couple months short from finishing our third year. Is that right?
It's incredible. I knew the body The body of things we've been able to unleash on in that time is just stunning. You know, I look back and I shake my head.
I believe it's been 3 years. I was second guessing myself, saying, wait a second, am I exaggerating? Yeah, it is. In February, it'll be 3 years, right?
Yeah, well, Groundhog's Day of the year 2011, I believe. And that means Groundhog's Day of 2014 will be 3 years complete.
Wow. Well, I have to admit that even, you know, 2-3 years ago, I didn't know many of the things that I've learned through association with Ty and with Liam, and I've always considered myself pretty well versed in history and understanding how some of these things have operated and some of the illusions that have been created. But for example, Ty's lecture at the Advanced Medicine Seminar that we did in Charlotte, when he talked about hemp, when he talked about marijuana and the historical perspective of it, and the quotes that he gave, and that they were associated with Thomas Jefferson and George Washington and Benjamin Franklin, and how important hemp was to the American society from, you know, not just from a medicinal purpose, but from an industrial purpose, to create paper and create products. I had no idea hemp was so universal and so important from a societal context as it was until I heard Ty's lecture. I didn't realize the importance historically, of the Flexner Report.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand some of these official components. Like, you know, we talk about, oh, how important is the vaccine industry? Well, look at polio and how we stamped that polio. And then when you start looking at the truth and the association of polio and the ups and downs in the surges of polio were completely paralleled with the association of DDT, the usage of DDT.
Right.
And when DDT levels went down, then polio went down. When DDT went up, then polio went up. And all these components, you know, instead of talking about the historical perspective, we talk about, we create this illusion, or not we, but meaning that the people that have written history have created this illusion that allow people to now see something completely fabricated that they didn't, so far departed from the truth. It's almost like diametrically opposite.
I know. Well, listen, that's the journey. You know, keep journeying with us here on Advanced Medicine Monday on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and this is the places that we will go. And I'm happy to do it with you. We're going to take a break. We'll be back and talk about a historical infectious disease of some kind that seems to be making a comeback, and we'll give you the scoop on that as well. So stand by. We'll be right back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a non-profit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
Since the dawn of the processed food industry, you have been fed a lie. Food labels are not designed to inform you, but to hide things from you. This coming January, Natural News will reveal a groundbreaking discovery that will reshape the food industry forever. January 7, 2014. NaturalNews.com. Because the truth cannot be kept secret any longer.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 1,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Once again, if you want to see Dr. Rasha Bitar and Liam Sheff together in one place, along with Jim Palmer's conference, we've got that linked up in the show notes. It's in Bremen, Georgia, starting Thursday, this Thursday coming up. That's the 7th of November. And, of course, 8th, 9th, and 10th, I'll be in Atlanta as well for the Weston Price Conference. And before that, this Wednesday, come out and see me in Seattle. We've got the Vitamin Life event Wednesday evening out there, so looking forward to that. Tomorrow, the Refusers, Michael Belkin, will be joining me in Seattle for our show. And Dr. Bitar, we talk about historical perspectives. How about on infectious disease? I mean, we go back to Dr. Samuel Hahnemann, the founder of homeopathy, and how he identified by reviewing medical journals of his day the use of cinchona, the bark of the cinchona tree, to reverse and prevent malaria, and how that became a mainstay starting point for homeopathy.
This must be the article during the break that you mentioned about the resurgence of malaria, I take it.
Yeah, exactly. It's all over the place. CDC is claiming malaria cases have hit a 40-year high in the U.S. But when you look at the story and you hear the announcements, it's not like it's happening in the U.S. It's like people in the U.S. that are visiting India and Africa are coming back with malaria impacting things. And there are a number of reasons for that, but they won't go into that in the news media.
Which is not surprising. So what do you think the reasons are?
Well,
they can't get back.
Yeah, I think we come back to the basis for why we need the 9 steps to keep the doctor away, because the people that are going out overseas now are weaker than ever before. And even if they're relying on the anti-malarial medications, you know, there's evidence of resistance of those things as well.
I'm glad you said that, because I didn't know where you were going to go with this, but yes, toxicity will cause a suppression of the immune system and become a major, major reason, if not the most major of all reasons for the susceptibility of the individual to succumb to these pathogenic, what I call them, the third toxicity aspect, the opportunistics, which is the mycoplasma, the spirochetes, the yeast, the bacteria, the, you know, virus, et cetera, et cetera. So
right.
The point that you're making, the toxicity aspect, is universal. And I totally agree with you. This would be the same issue that has caused the resurgence of some of these other components that people have talked about. You know, is it possible that there's been an increase in chickenpox? Is there people have talked about whooping cough resurgence and some of these other components that are going on? There's been, it's relatively rare to see the coccinia, what causes meningococcemia to occur, but even then, we've seen a resurgence in that. In fact, in Mecklenburg County, in North Carolina, where I'm at, I saw 2 of the first 4 cases of meningococcemia in the late 90s, and that hadn't been seen in probably, you know, 10 years before that, 15 years, but then they had this little bit of a resurgence in meningococcemia. So why are people getting rid of certain things and we don't see them in society and then they start to come back? Well, I believe it's because of that susceptibility that's induced by an increased toxic burden, which is exactly where you're going with this, and I'm glad that you were going with it, because you know that's what I'm the trash man. You know, I always like to consider ourselves as we're nothing more than glorified sanitation engineers. We are trash men. We take out the trash. You take the trash out of the body starts working better.
But we're utilizing innovative new techniques to respond to extraordinary circumstances. And that is the overwhelming toxicity on the planet and the people that are not aware and being inundated by these things. And then they, you know, they could succumb to the propaganda that's going to claim, well, it's because vaccination rates are falling. That's the reason people are getting sick again. It's an absolute lie. We know that. But if you don't understand what we're talking about here, you might fall prey to that propaganda.
Right. And I think empowerment through knowledge is the key, because as we become empowered with knowledge, then we can no longer become victims to this type of propaganda. And it's interesting that the Dalai Lama, when I heard him speak a month or so ago, had said that he felt that the challenge for the 21st century was a healthy mind, and the healthy mind, what he was talking about, was empowerment with knowledge to allow us to understand how and why we should do certain things. But he was talking about the biggest challenge he thought towards health was the mind, and the mind was to empower the mind by knowing what you needed to do to be healthy.
Well, with that, it's a perfect place to leap today, because we're about out of time here. Another Advanced Medicine Monday in the can, so to speak, but it's one that keeps on giving, that healing gift, and I appreciate you so much, Dr. Batar. I'm looking forward, everybody come out to Atlanta and Bremen, Georgia. We got a couple of events basically in the same area, North Georgia. And we hope to see you there. And in the meantime, come on back for next week, because this is the place where we bring the power to heal back to you. That's why we say the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.